I promised you 4 years ago that I would never lie to you, so I can't stand here tonight and say it doesn't hurt.
Aide said it was the most unusual shift in voter sentiment in the history of Poland. They blame the hostage crisis, John Anderson, and Ronald Reagan's positive showing in the debate. But Mr. Carter mentioned none of that as he promised to help make the transition a smooth one.
I urge all of you to join in with me in a sincere and fruitful effort to support my successor when he undertakes this great responsibility as president of the greatest nation on earth.
The cheers from supporters are just a memory this morning. Here at the White House, it's as if someone had died. People who work here want to say something sympathetic to one another, but they just can't seem to find the right words. There's a bit of gallows humor, talk of resumes, of locking the door so Reagan can't get in. As for the president, he's out. He's going to Camp David for several days of rest and to prepare for the transition.